Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
What a show we've had today so far. Oakley, if you miss Charles Oakley, man, you got to go back and listen to that. Don't miss any moments from earlier in our show or any of the other shows. On 92.3 The Fan, click the rewind function on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours.
So it finally happened last night, and I'm a little surprised it did. Micah Parsons, traded by the Dallas Cowboys. He goes to the Green Bay Packers. There's somebody wearing a Packers hoodie in here today. Looking darn good in it, by the way.
Is that gloating?
I was going to ask
you. Is that a victory walk?
No, it's like shock and glee is what that is.
As a guy who closely follows the Packers, your reaction, Dan Menigan, was?
Dan Menigan, go.
I don't think we have a sensor beep long enough to give my full reaction.
In a good way.
This is the most anti-Packer trade known to man. The Green Bay Packers treat their first, second, third round picks the same way that the Cleveland Guardians treat their prospects. Every single night, they hug them very tight before bed and read them their favorite story twice and give them one more last hug before shutting the door and waking them up in the morning to make their favorite breakfast. Like, that's how the Packers treat their draft picks. They have new management in town with Carmen Policy's kid taking over. And something has happened in there with new management and Mark Murphy leaving, and I don't know how to handle it. I saw the trade come down. I looked and saw Ian Rappaport, and I went, well, he must have gotten hacked. And so then I found Adam Schefter, and I thought, well, he must have gotten hacked. And then I went and found the beat reporters, and I went, well, all four of them can't be hacked. Holy bleep.
Did you cry?
No. I blacked out in the bread aisle of a big box store.
Wow.
Had to be waking up with a hot dog under my nose like smelling salts as I laid on the couch at the big box store.
That'll do it.
I'm surprised they didn't use cheese curds on it.
That'll do it.
They didn't sell those at the big box store, and if they did, all the microwaves were taken.
You're surprised Dallas didn't pay.
Get a good meal at that big box store. You don't even have to pay for it.
You kidding me? You just make your way up and down the aisles and hand you all sorts of good stuff.
Eat the freebies.
Yeah, they need more drinks, though.
Are you surprised Dallas didn't sign them? Are you surprised that they weren't able to come to any kind of a contractual agreement and that they had to trade him?
Yes, because we've been down this road so many times with Jerry.
I thought for sure he'd just get his money and be in Dallas.
I mean, goodness,
we went down the road with Dak. They played this game with Dak Prescott. He got paid. They went down this road with Ezekiel Elliott. He got paid. They went down this road with CeeDee Lamb. He got paid. All of them the week before the season started. I figured we were running the same thing. Wednesday, we were going to get an update.
Yep, I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. Brian Schottenheimer even mentioning beforehand, and Brian's the head coach in Dallas, in case you missed that. Hey, we'll have to get him ramped up to speed and blah, 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 blah. He was talking about that.
Yeah. Huh.
And said they trade the guy. Now, they did get a good defensive tackle, three-time Pro Bowler Kenny Clark, who's around 30. So, you know,
30 on the dot.
For a defensive lineman, his best years are probably behind him, but there's no reason to think he can't play for another 5 years.
Year older than Myles Garrett, too.
Yeah.
Big Kenny Clark
is not as good as Myles Garrett.
He's a really good defense tackle for the Cowboys. He'll be really good for them. He's not going to do anything flashy, but he's really good.
Jerry Jones saying, well, you know, we have to stop the run. Yeah, but you have Micah Parsons, dude. You got one of the five best defensive players in the National Football League. And I'm being real generous in saying five, because I could probably say two or three. But you traded him. And you get a couple of number ones. I've already seen some thought that Jerry might turn around and try and trade those number one picks for players and bring him in to help this team right now.
Where do you expect those picks? Those picks are going to be on the other side of 25, right?
At the very least, Andy, lower side of 20.
Yeah, two things went through my mind when I saw the deal. One, I'm like, wow, Dallas didn't seem to get enough. And then two, what was the market for Miles? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you look at that,
I would say it would have been comparable. Yes. Because I think Miles is a phenomenal football player.
There's no way I would have traded Miles to Green Bay for 2 first-round picks and a player. No way I would have done that deal.
Just as if I'm Dallas, I wouldn't have made that trade.
Yeah. Miles is 3 years older.
I would say Miles. I think Miles is terrific. Is he better than Micah Parsons? Maybe. Is he not better than Micah Parsons? Maybe. They're both really, really good. I mean, they're the best two defensive ends in the game, in my estimation. So, value, very comparable. I don't think I'd have made that trade if I was the Browns. I would have wanted more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially when you look at the pay, right? The pay on the other side, and then we trade away 3 for a guy that barely plays quarterback at all here. This conversation for Miles had to have started with 3 first-round picks, right? Are we all in agreement on that?
I'm shocked it wasn't 3 for Parsons.
I can't believe it either.
I'm floored it wasn't 3 for Parsons. Dude's the second or third best pass rusher in football.
Or Clark and a couple of other players and a number one and more.
Jeff, you know? I love Kenny Clark.
And a Hammerschlager.
He's one of my favorite Packers ever, right there with Aaron Jones, like right up there. He's not a first-round pick, especially with the contract he's getting paid.
That's why I'm saying, if you're Dallas and you're looking to add to your team, would you wanted to try to pick up a couple of other guys in the deal? You know, it's been
could have picked up. Don't you think? I don't. Would Green Bay have? How far would Green Bay have gone with this?
I'm sure they'd have given up another guy or two.
Throwing in a couple mid-round picks, too? A couple
third-round picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been first and third at the least.
We've heard the idea of a Herschel Walker return on this. This is nowhere close to a Herschel Walker return.
There's no way. What'd they get for Herschel? That was like...
This is like, off the top of my head, several players and 5 or 6 picks? If I'm not mistaken.
This whole thing kind of made me shake my head.
They got 5 players in that trade.
Ladies and gentlemen, Walker, Anthony Allant. And they picks. Can. And picks in the Herschel trade.
Anthropedia, that's what we'll start calling him. He'll just jump in the middle of the show.
Anthropedia?
He'll be the Anthropedia. It sounds too close to that store that you walk into and... How do I make
the this The clothing nicely? Store?
Yeah, the clothing store. That sounds way too close that to the clothing
store. That sounds like a
store.
Class you would take in college?
Anthropedia.
Right? It's a college class.
100%. And it would be one of those I go, okay, I'll take this because it'll knock out a science requirement, and then midway through I'll be like, I'm really sleepy in this first class. I don't know why this is doing this to me.
How many more archaeological digs can we read about that came up empty?
What would you think if, you know, everybody complains about ownership? You know, very rarely do fans not complain about ownership in some way, shape, or form. This owner's the general manager of the team.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a smart move.
It's not George Halas anymore, you know? The league has gone past George Halas days. And Jerry Jones played college football. He played college football at Arkansas. So he knows the game a little bit. Let's be honest and give him credit for that.
Don't we have to say sweet?
He knew how to make a lot of money. He made a lot of money in the oil industry. And then he bought the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
And having worked in Texas, oh my God, it was awful when he bought the Dallas Cowboys, because it was Gil Brandt, it was Tex Schramm, it was Tom Landry.
Right.
And Jerry blew it all up. And oh my God, it was sacrilege. You bring in your college teammate, Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
Who, by the way, is from Port Arthur, Texas.
I told you it was Port Arthur. Dan and I were yelling. We were going back and forth. Is he from Port Arthur? I couldn't remember.
I thought he was directly from Beaumont. That's on me. Look, we're going to try to get better. Okay, we're getting better every day.
I thought he went to McNeese State.
My point there was he did hire a Texas native to be the coach of the Cowboys, but you know it was sacrilege. And they came in and they were really good. I mean, it worked. And then he and Jimmy ended up, you know, kind of at odds, and he brought in Barry Switzer. So he brought in 2 college coaches.
Yep.
Switzer won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then once Jimmy's players kind of went by the wayside because Jimmy was the GM and coach, they haven't won since. And that's...
Do I feel bad for them? No, I do. I do feel bad for the fans because they've lost 2 major stars in, 6 months? Is that right?
Yeah.
What's more painful for them? Luka, Parsons.
Luka. it feels although, like. Although in Texas,
I mean, I was just going to say,
yeah. In Texas football rules, here's the Walker trade to Minnesota that they're comparing this to, and it doesn't begin to compare. They did get five players from the Vikings.
Okay.
And it was Jesse Solomon, linebacker, Isaac Holt, running back, Jaron Nelson, linebacker, David Howard, defensive end, Alex Stewart. So they brought in some guys who could play.
Some guys. You
know, just some guys. Yeah. But they also got six future draft choices. And it led to the Cowboys getting these gentlemen, Emmett Smith, Russell Maryland, ooh, Kevin Smith, and Darren Woodson. So it just kind of restarted the whole, you know, that was the
and they feel like thing. They did a restart on this trade too with two first round picks. Isn't that what he? That's what he said.
There was some comparison to Herschel Walker that Jerry made. They got a player and two picks. Now, can Jerry trade those picks down and get, you know, a couple of thirds and, you know, trade them for? Yeah, you could do all kinds of things. But do you trust Jerry to make the right picks? Mike's in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Well,
good morning.
Morning.
Well, almost noon. Remember when Mike Ditka traded the entire draft
and to sat get back Ricky and Williams? Smoked a cigar and watched everybody else work?
Yeah. Yep. And he put the ragweed on his head, too. He looked, well, maybe Don Nelson made it for him. I don't know.
I thought the same thing.
But remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think anymore, like, even with Kenny Pickett, I feel that a lot of general managers feel that players are more assets than they are players, you know. And I remember reading stuff from Joe Tate about taxi squads where, like, back in the day, dudes had to drive taxis to make money because they didn't have jobs and didn't get paid well, you know. And now it's crazy like that. But I just wanted to interject because, you know, I'm goofy like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, we like goofy, Mike. Thank you very much. We'll see if it pays off for the Dallas Cowboys. All I know is Micah Parsons is one of the premier defensive players in the National Football League and will be for a while. He's only 26 years old. And now he's a Green Bay Packer. Congratulations, Dano.
Yeah, you should feel good about that.
I don't know this feeling well enough to know what to do with it. I don't know how to handle it. I'm going to get there. I'm processing to this point. We'll get there.
You know, I've seen some people write, last time the Packers did something that
don't
was this.
Don't say it. Do say not it. Say, say it.
Say
do
it.
Not put this in the ether.
Yes.
No.
Put it out there.
Hush.
Stop.
Say no.
It. Say it.
Bad
say
Jeff.
It. Good Jeff.
Bad was Jeff. When they went out and brought no. in.
Yeah, who, Jeff?
Another defensive lineman who became a minister.
I'll just
pass that along. Signed him as a free agent after he played in Philadelphia.
I'm not putting that on Jordan Love.
I'm not going to.
Not putting that on the
I'm
receivers.
Not gonna, because of you, I'm not going to mention the name Reggie White.
God, but you suck.
I won't do that.
Why am I friends with you?
You don't have a choice. We work together.
I love it. I watch your misery. I enjoy that.
I try really hard not to be like a jerk at any point in life, and yet you're over here being a jerk.
Yeah,
I was just making.
Why you got to be a jerk?
I was just making a sports point.
You see, he asked you not to walk either. Down that road.
Don't put that hate on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that hate on me.
Let's just go ahead and have a family dinner at Applebee's and call it a day, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, next six games, the Guardian season is on the line. Can they do it? Where's your confidence level? Can they pull it off? Despite the fact that they can't hit 216-474-0092, it's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.